Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
My brother has many faces. Some white, some black, some yellow, and olive. Yet he is my brother.
Ang musikang ito ay bahagi ng pagtatanghal ng Buja Buja Butterfly Dancers sa ginanap na paglulunsad ng SBS ng Elevate Reconciliation Action Plan o RAP para sa 2022 hanggang 2026. Ito na ang panglimang RAP ng SBS at lalo pang paiigtingin ito sa pamamagitan ng iba't ibang aktibidad at inisyatibo na lalong magtatampok ng presensya at pananaw ng First Nations sa lahat ng SBS platform at sa iba't ibang lingwahe araw-araw. Pinamumunuan ni Julie Nimo at David Hua ang SBS RAP bilang Steering Committee Co-Chairs. Si Julie ay isa ding producer, direktor at manunulat sa programa ng Living Black sa NITV at sinabi nitong makahulugang pagkakataon ito para sa SBS.
We know that NITV holds a vitally important position in Australia's media landscape as a remarkable force for reconciliation and an essential service for First Nations communities. SBS is investing more than ever before in the development of NITV's content and accelerating its audience reach. Through this RAP, SBS will leverage its resources, capacity, and reach in support of First Nations entrepreneurs, experts, industry professionals, and creative talent. We will continue to contribute to the growth and sustainability of a vibrant Indigenous media sector.
Ang SBS ay tahanan na nag-iisang pambansang Indigenous TV channel sa Australia na naaabot ang iba't ibang tao sa buong bansa. Ilan sa mga matagumpay na ginawa ng NITV ay ang pagbuo ng unang Indigenous Animated Children TV series na Little J and Big Cuss na nakatanggap ng mga parangal. Ang programa ay tumutulong sa mga batang nasa edad ng preschool papuntang primary school na humuhubog sa mahalagang koneksyon ng mga ito sa kultura at bansa. Isa sa mahalagang ginagawa sa Elevate RAP ay isang transformation project. Layon pa ng SBS na mas itanim at ibahagi ang mga balita sa perspektibo ng Indigenous sa kasalukuyang audio at digital services sa mahigit 60 lingwahe. Gayon din sa pagbabalita sa Ingles, Arabic at Mandarin sa SBS TV News at iba pang programa. Ayon sa co-chair na si David Hua, na pinuno din ng SBS Audio and Language Content, ang RAP ay para din magkaroon ng maayos na lugar ng trabaho kung saan maipaparamdam sa lahat na kabilang at tanggap ang mga ito.
SBS's ability to tell stories, share truths, and champion distinct voices in a multitude of languages and ways gives us a unique responsibility to connect the newest Australians with the custodians of the oldest living culture on Earth. Through RAP 5, we will embed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, peoples, and perspectives across all SBS platforms, ensuring we acknowledge truths, share knowledges, celebrate cultures, and elevate Indigenous authorship and languages.
Iginit naman ni Tanya Denning-Orman na Director ng Indigenous Content ng SBS, ito anya ipagpapatuloy sa misyon ng kumpanya sa advokasya sa diversity o pagkakaiba-iba sa nakalipas na mga dekada.
It was back in the 80s when SBS first put black journalists on screen, including Auntie Rhoda, who we're so proud to have as our inaugural elder in resident at SBS. Yes. Beautiful Rhoda. Indigenous Current Affairs program, Living Black, is still going strong after more than 2 decades. Documentaries like First Australians, First Contact, and later this year, The Australian Wars, are more than TV shows. They challenge perceptions by exploring national issues with a distinctive Indigenous perspective. and SBS is subtitling them into multiple languages for more Australians to experience.
Sa pahayag ni Karen Mundang na Chief Executive Officer ng Reconciliation Australia, sinabi nitong ang mga organisasyon na may Elevate RAP ay nakatuon sa pangunguna sa sistema ng pagbabago.
Having an Elevate RAP means taking on a greater responsibility. Elevate partners set standards for ongoing excellence and chart courses for transformation. And they open themselves to greater accountability of their RAP activities and sharper scrutiny by community.
Para naman kay SBS Managing Director James Taylor, ang RAP ay patuloy na magiging tulay sa pagitan ng iba't ibang henerasyon at komunidad sa Australia.
There's a growing desire amongst Australia's diverse communities to learn more and to connect more with First Nations peoples. Every day at SBS, we witness the wonderful impact of the connection that this creates. And we have an exciting opportunity ahead to invest further in bringing communities together in a deliberate, innovative and unprecedented way.
Boy, boy, gully, why agamare, bangano, bangano. Boy, boy, gully, why agamare, bangano.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Hannah Kwon para sa SBS News. Isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.